Well, we've been in a series entitled The Fruit of the Spirit. We've been walking through Galatians 5 and studying the various characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit that the Lord wants to be seen in your life and in mine. And how can that be seen? And what does He desire for that to look like? And we've studied all of them. Now we're down to the fruit of meekness. And meekness certainly is a rare concept in today's society and culture. In fact, it is disdained by many people. If someone is meek, it's looked down upon. It's criticized. It's mocked, if you will. And we are living in a culture and a society that is very much about me and my rights and my image and my desire and my opinion, and that's all that matters. And anyone who has something else, well, they're wrong and I'm right. And we lack a meek spirit in so much of society today. Well, what is meekness? Meekness in your notes is defined as a submissive or teachable spirit toward God that reveals itself in genuine consideration to others. And I've always heard that meekness is not weakness, but rather it is strength under control. It is, first of all, a surrender and a submission toward God and then toward others as well. It's a sense of humility in the way that you and I might live and relate with others. And of course, the greatest display of any of these characteristics is the Lord Jesus Christ. But certainly in the area of meekness as well, look at Matthew chapter 21, 5, as we look at the Lord coming to the earth in human form. The Bible says, "Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, the King cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass." Here He did not come and make a triumphal entry, and it wasn't all about Him in that sense, but just coming into the city, riding on a donkey, He came. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ was born in a manger because there was no room in the inn, and He was laid in the trough where the animals ate out of. And that was the humble beginnings of the living Son of God, and they were a reflection of the meekness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, the Creator of the universe and all the power and all the might that we could imagine, and yet wrapped in meekness. And the Lord Jesus Christ displayed that, and He desires for you and I to display it as well. And I want you to think about your life this morning. Do you follow the Lord Jesus' example of meekness? When you think about your life, is there that characteristic of meekness, not weakness, but strength under control, submission towards God, consideration of others? And I think when we think about how we treat people maybe who wait on us at a restaurant, how we treat people as we're in and out of a shopping store, as we treat people that we rub shoulders with or at work or in our neighborhood, or in our very home, is meekness a fruit of our life that is evidenced by the way that we live? And it should be. And I want us this morning to dive in and to learn how it can be. Number one, notice this morning, the source of meekness. Now, with all of the fruits that we've discovered and been studying in Galatians chapter 5, we know that we cannot produce these on our own, that they've got to come from someplace else. And we see that the source of meekness, letter A, is produced by the Holy Spirit. Meekness is not something that you and I can learn in a classroom or pick up a book and read this week and then put these five principles into practice and boom, we've got weakness mastered. That's not the way it works. It's got to come from the Spirit of God. Notice what the Bible says in Psalms 25, 9, the meek will He guide in judgment and the meek will He teach His way. The meekness is brought about from the Spirit of God. He has to guide and He has to teach. And in this day of self-made people, right? Self-made millionaire, self-made billionaire, self-made expert, self-made whatever. Everybody is self-made in some way. The Bible says this is not something you're going to make on your own. This has to be the Spirit of God producing this in and through you. He will guide and He will teach. And if we will humble ourselves and learn of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Spirit can develop this through us. It's like the two ladies years ago in the laundromat, and they were waiting for the laundry as it was being washed, and they were sitting there mending some things. And one lady was talking about her husband and how just everything in life was bad. His job was bad, and he hated church, and the family wasn't doing well, and just everything she talked about, negative, 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 negative. The other lady began to talk about her husband, and it was totally the opposite. Just how much she loved him and appreciated him, and what a good father he was, and how thankful he was for his job, and how much they were enjoying church, and how much they were learning. And it was just two total polar opposites of negativity and positivity. And one bystander who was hearing these ladies talk noticed that the negative lady was patching the seat of the pants of her husband. And the positive lady was patching the knees of the pants of her husband. And I'm afraid sometimes that we have a lot of negative to share, and we've not even taken the time to talk to God about it. I'm afraid sometimes that we can articulate our problems and our frustrations and the things that we want changed so well to somebody else, but we've never even taken the time to get down and bend a knee and talk to God. In class, we've got to be reminded this morning that there are many things God expects of you and I that are not possible in and of ourselves. It is only possible if God lives through us. And certainly that is meekness as well. It must be produced by the Spirit of God. And we have to ask ourselves, are we filled with the Spirit of God? Is there a meekness in my life that is making a difference in the relationships that I have? The Bible says in Psalms 22:26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. There's a filling of the Spirit of God, and there's a contentment that comes with it. And then we see, letter B, that meekness is praised by Jesus Christ. And in our world where people are praising all kinds of things, success and outward attributes and people who defy the norms and so on, the Lord praises meekness. Notice in Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And when someone accepts Jesus Christ as their Savior, the Spirit of God touches that heart and brings them to a place of humility and meekness. And now they have a knowledge of the Lord, and the Lord is working through them. And the Bible says in Isaiah 29:19, the meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Meekness comes from the Spirit of God, and Jesus praises that attribute in each and every one of our lives. So the source is the Lord. But notice, secondly, the service of meekness. Now, how can you identify someone who is walking in the meekness of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, the Bible says in Ephesians 4:2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Now, when a child of God is living a meek life, then you see it in the way that they relate with others. Notice letter A, that meekness properly responds in difficulty. Now, we're all reminded this morning that we cannot control the actions of others. What you're going to hear this week from a coworker, a neighbor, a family member, a classmate, a friend, a stranger, you can't control that, but you can control your reaction to their action or to what they say. That is in your control. And God desires that you and I have a meekness, that our response is filtered by the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible says in Titus 3:2, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto men. In 1 Timothy 6:11, Paul says to Timothy, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Now, our flesh desires to fly off the handle when something's not going the way that we want, right? When something is not going the way that we planned, or we feel like we've been wronged, or something is happening, we want to speak our mind. We want to get even. We want to hire an attorney and settle the matter. And our flesh has a way of responding to these things. But God just wants you and I to be meek. God wants you and I to exercise the kind of strength that backs off from a fight we could win. It's the ability to handle hurt without reacting. The Lord Jesus Christ, we sing the song, He could have called 10,000 angels. Friend, he could have done a whole lot more than that. He spoke the world into being in six little 24-hour days. Jesus Christ could have said the words and it would have been over. But he gave his life. In fact, the words that he uttered were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." There was a meekness about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord wants people to see him in us. And that's why the Lord allows people in this room to go through difficulty. Because he wants people watching your life to see the difference. Boy, look at what they're facing. Look at what they're going through. Look at what's happening around them. But they're not changed by it. How do they smile through that? How are they not more angry? How are they just level-headed and calm and cool? I don't get it. And it reflects the fact that Jesus Christ is in you. But when you and I profess to be a child of God and then we're flying off the handle with everybody else and we're getting riled up with everybody else and we're leading the charge and this and that to get our way, it doesn't speak well of being filled with the Spirit of God. Meekness responds properly in difficulty. Let her be. Meekness properly responds in marriage. In Peter, we see meekness making a difference. Likewise, ye husbands or wives be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also without the word be won by the conversation of the wife. Her behavior can literally lead to life change in her husband, and the husbands are commanded to love their wives even as Christ also loved the church. And I know that we're living in a culture and a society that does not make big of meekness. There's a lot of publications and magazines and blogs and shows about people who, you know, are seeking glamour or seeking recognition or whatever, but there's not a lot of recognition for a meek person. The world doesn't really value meekness. But the truth of the matter is, we're not looking for value in the world system. We want to please and honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And when a meek spirit resides in us and generates through our lives and into our family, it brings a Christ-honoring atmosphere. And God wants you and I to behave in such a way that there is a meek spirit in our family relationships. Sometimes it doesn't take much for a couple to start arguing. Sometimes you kind of get going about a disagreement and it really gets going and it really gets heated and it really kind of gets out of control. And somewhere along the way you try to figure out, now what were we arguing about? What did this whole thing start with? You know, and you get back down to the very genesis of it and it was something so small and pitiful. It was like, why did we even start arguing about that? But sometimes it's because there's a lack of meekness. There's a, I want my way. I want to get through. I want to be right. And I want to defend my position. And there's no meekness. There's no quiet spirit. There's no ability to kind of work through something without getting all worked up. A first grader named Melanie went home and told her mom that she got engaged to the neighbor boy down the road. Her mother was quite surprised to hear this, but decided to let it go and see what happened. Well, a day later, Melanie came home and told her mom that the engagement had been called off. Why? Her mother asked. Well, replied Melanie, he just isn't ready for marriage yet, and besides, he scribbled in my coloring book today. And I got to be honest with you, sometimes in marriage counseling, that's about the depth of what you're dealing with. And there's such a lack of meekness that we go from 0 to 60 over something that truthfully doesn't even matter. Meekness responds properly in the marriage relationship. Let her see, meekness properly responds in witnessing. We should have a truthful message. we should be confrontational in talking to people about where they're going to spend an eternity, but it must be done with compassion. The Bible says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you through a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. If somebody's going to take a shot at your reputation, they should be ashamed, the Bible says, because there's a meekness in you in your response to others. God desires for you and I to be meek in our witnessing to others. Do the lost people around you know that you care for them? Do the lost people around you that you rub shoulders with know that you have a burden for where they're going to spend an eternity? Is there an understanding that you desire for them to know Christ, and do they see Christ in you? Meekness comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, and when we have it, it is displayed in our response to so many people. Notice thirdly and lastly, the significance of meekness. The Bible says in Matthew, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does meekness do in your life? Letter A, meekness reveals Christ in you. One of the greatest things that meekness does is set you apart as a child of God. It shows Jesus in you. The Bible says of Paul, now I, Paul, in 2 Corinthians 10:1, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence and base among you, and who being absent and bold towards you. Paul said, when I'm with you, I love you. When I'm away from you, I'm challenging you in these letters, but I'm coming to you in the meekness of Christ. And those believers at Corinth knew Christ was in Paul. They received that first letter. They corrected their error, and God brought great revival to their church. Do people see Jesus in you? Can I challenge you this morning? One of the greatest ways to display your personal relationship with Jesus Christ is through your meekness. Not weakness, but your strength under control. But meekness, rather, always reflects the Word of God in you, letter B. Meekness reflects the fact that you've spent time in the Bible. Wherefore, in James, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. When people see you responding with meekness, it's an evidence that you have spent time with the Lord Jesus Christ and in His Word. Psalms 147, 6, by way of conclusion, speaks of God honoring those with meekness. The Lord lifteth up the meek, He casteth the wicked down to the ground. So how do we develop this fruit of the Spirit of meekness? It must be the Spirit of God in and through us. People will recognize it as you react in various relationships, and it will manifest the fact that Christ is alive in you. This week, let's strive to display Jesus through the meekness that He desires from our lives.